1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, welcome back to the Al Wheeler Activity Center here on the campus of Peru State College for the second half of our doubleheader here this evening. It'll be the Falls City Boys versus the Weeping Water Boys basketball team here. It was Falls City Girls earlier taking the win over the Weeping Water Lady Indians. 42-27 was the final score in that one. Just have that halftime score from Sickert Hart. It was the Sickert Hart Girls over Johnson Brock, 30-15 at the half. Haven't heard anything from John Nixon yet here this evening lately, but I'm sure we'll get something coming down the line here for you shortly. Now it's time to take a look at our starters tonight. First for the Weeping Water Indians and Coach Matt Mortimer, he will start Hayden Nash, a junior at 6'3", Ethan Essery, a junior at 6'1", Hunter Mortimer, a 5'9 senior, Carter Mogensen, a senior at 6'4", and Michael Zeeb, a senior as well at 6'1". That'll be the starting five for the 3-10 Weeping Water Indians and Coach Matt Mortimer. Again, don't hold me accountable for that record. That's just what I found on Max Preps doing a little research last night. For the Falls City Tigers and Coach Don Hogue, Coach Hogue will start Bryson Buttrick, a junior at 5'11", Race Farmer, a 5'11 senior, Carson Bredemeyer, also a senior at 6'1", Jackson Strauss, a junior at 6'3", and John Craig, a 6'3 junior, the starting 5'4 Coach Don Hogue and the Tigers. I believe the Tigers are 3-13 on the season, and they are getting ready to clash with the Indians here this evening at Peru State College on the Peru State home basketball court here this evening. The Bobcats play basketball and volleyball here on this quarter, and it's a nice setting here for a high school basketball game. It's been a lot of fun so far. Looking to finish it up right here this evening. What we're going to do now is take a one-minute timeout as they're doing the introduction of starting lineups, and then we'll come back with the first half tip. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Schwong back with you at Peru State College for the start of this boys varsity action between the Falls City Tigers and the Weeping Water Indians. Aaron Wisdom taking care of us back at the KTNC studio here this evening, doing a great job as always. If you're looking for Sickert Hart basketball, they are over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is at the rack tonight, calling that game from Sickert Hart, and it is the Sickert Hart girls 45, Johnson Brock 30 at the end of 30. We are ready to jump it up here at Peru State College. Jackson Strauss against Carter Mogensen. Mogensen wins the tip. The 6'4 senior tips it back to Mortimer. Hunter Mortimer will bring it across the timeline now and get things started for the Weeping Water Indians. It'll go off to the left side to Essery. Essery will bring it to the top of the key. Now hand it off to Mortimer. Mortimer will hold it there. Now looking to go to the right side with it. This is Hayden Nash. Nash will use his dribble to the free throw line. Pull up, jump shot at the free throw line. Won't go down. Ball is tipped around. Jackson Strauss jumps up in the air and grabs the rebound for the Tigers. Bison Buttrick cross the timeline now for the Tigers. They come the other way. Cross court pass to Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer thinks about the three. A lob pass inside to Strauss. That is knocked away. A good defense under there by Weeping Waters Mogensen. Mogensen knocks the ball away from Strauss there, and back the other way they go. Weeping Water misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, ahead it goes to Jackson Strauss. Strauss, lob pass inside to Craig, outside to Farmer. Around it goes to Bredemeyer. Back to the right side it goes, Buttrick. Buttrick will hold it there. Now comes to the left side to Farmer. Farmer off to Carson Bredemeyer. Law pass inside to Strauss. Cross court pass to Butchick, who will fire the three from the right corner that won't go down. Rebound right there. Wart with Hayden Nash. Nash ahead to Mortimer. Mortimer will attack. That was Race Farmer on him. Now here's a three-point shot from the right corner by Ethan Essery that won't go down. Rebound comes down to Bryson Butchick once again. Butchick through traffic. Dribbles through defenders, tried to put up a reverse layup that won't go down. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Weeping Water will retain possession. Kind of picking up an echo a little bit here at Peru State College. Not sure if Aaron can hear me back at the studio, but I am picking that up. Might be on my end. We'll try to figure that out here. This is Mortimer with the basketball for Weeping Water at the volleyball spike line. Now he'll go to the left wing with it. This is Hayden Nash. Nash to Mortimer. Trying to get it inside underneath to Carter Mogensen. And John Craig there knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Weeping Water. 6:13 to play first quarter. No score yet. Here's a bounce pass underneath inside to Zeeb. Michael Zeeb puts the shot up and down for Weeping Water. And Weeping Water out early 2-0. Fall City back the other way with the basketball now. This is Farmer with the basketball. On the left side. Against a 1-3-1 zone by Weeping Water. Now it ends up in the hands of John Craig at the right elbow. Craig back out to Butchick. Butchick cross-court pass to Farmer. Strauss with it in the left corner. Tries to put up a reverse layup that won't go down. Rebound's tipped around. Ends up getting knocked out of bounds by John Craig. So Craig knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Weeping Water basketball. Weeping Water 2, Fall City 0 here. We've played 2 minutes. It's 5:44 left to go first period. Here comes Weeping Water back the other way. Hunter Mortimer, the son of Coach Matt Mortimer, brings it across the timeline now. He'll go to the left side. This is Mogensen with the basketball. Off to Ezri. Ezri, free throw line jump shot won't go down. Rebound comes down to Craig. Craig pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass it goes Butchick. Butchick behind the back dribble in front of Ezri. Now picks up his dribble. Cross court pass to Farmer. Finds Strauss in the left short corner. Strauss backs his way down, puts the shot up off a glass. It won't go down. Rebound comes down to Mogensen once again. Mortimer ahead to Essery. Essery, lob pass underneath to Mogensen. Outside to Zeeb for three. Won't go down. Rebound tipped around. Essery tries to save it. Does so from going out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench, but it ends up in the hands of Race Farmer, and Butchick will bring it across the timeline. Ahead it goes quickly to Carson Bredemeyer. Back to Butchick. Nice pass underneath to Jackson Strauss, who misses the layup. Gets his own rebound. Now picks up his dribble under there. Goes up through traffic. Puts the shot up off the glass. It won't go down. But he's fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the line for two free throws. Foul is going to be called on Weeping Water's Hayden Nash. Nash's first personal foul. Team's first now. Jackson Strauss at the free throw line for two free throws. Strauss's first free throw up and good. First free throw, first point for the Tigers. Hubs into the ball game for both teams. Kyle Eichhoff checks into the ball game, and Riggs Wilson checks into the ball game for Weeping Water. Second free throw for Strauss goes down as well. So it's 2-2 with 4:42 left to play here first period. Weeping Water with the basketball. This is Mortimer behind the back dribble. He has it in the right corner. Now picks up his dribble. Out top it goes to Hayden Nash. Nash dishes it off to Mogensen. Mogensen goes over to set a screen for Mortimer, who has the basketball. Mortimer will dribble drive all the way to the basket, puts a shot up, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the floor, I believe. It will be. It will be called on Kyle Eichhoff, who just checked into the ball game. Kyle's first foul. Team's first. Three-point shot by Rick Wilson. Drilled it from the right corner, and it's Weeping Water 5, Fall City 2. 4:12 to play here, first quarter, just underway here from Peru State College. Again, my name is Cody Schwong, bringing you play-by-play action here tonight. And if you're looking for Fall City Sticker Heart basketball, they're over on Sunny 101.3. We have a timeout on the court. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Weeping Water 5, Fall City 2 here early in the first quarter. We are back to live action here. It'll be Fall City basketball. Coach Hogue wanted to talk things over in the timeout there during the break, and the Fall City Tigers will have the basketball. This is Bryson Buttrick with the basketball on the right side. Cross court pass, it goes. Race Farmer again, Weeping Water playing this 1-3-1 zone. Carson Bredemeyer with it in the right corner, inside to Strauss. Strauss tries to put up the shot underneath the basket and doesn't get the shot to go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hayden Nash. Nash picks up his second personal foul now as Strauss knocked down a pair of free throws here just a moment ago. Has an opportunity for a couple more, misses that one. He'll have another opportunity coming here. Still trailing by three, the Tigers looking for their first field goal. Another free throw coming for Strauss. Strauss shot on the way up and got that one to go. It's three. He's 3 for 4 now, and he has 3 points of 3 points for the Tigers. Weeping Water back the other way now. This is Mortimer with the basketball for Weeping Water. He'll dish it off to Hayden Nash. Hayden Nash, that is. This is back to Mortimer. Finds Riggs Wilson. Riggs Wilson uses his dribble, step back, jump shot from the top of the key, and gets that one to go down. So Riggs Wilson, the sophomore, checks in and gets a quick five points. Quite the shooter for Weeping Water here. Here come the Tigers back the other way, facing a 4-point deficit at 7-3. Kyle Eichhoff gets it at the free throw line. Whistle, and the traveling violation is going to be called on Jackson Strauss as he was trying to make his move to the basket. It'll be a turnover to Weeping Water. Across the timeline we come. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball. A couple of substitutions are going to come in here for Weeping Water here in just a moment at the next dead ball. This is Mortimer with the basketball. He'll have it in the left corner. Looks to use the screen from Mogensen, but pulls up a three. Won't go down. Rebound gets up in the hands of Jackson Strauss. Strauss clears it for the Tigers. Hands it off to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick will bring it across the timeline, facing that 1-3-1 defense once again. Now here's almost a steal by Riggs Wilson for Weeping Water, but the Tigers retain it. Carson Bredemeyer gets it in the right corner. Cross-court pass. It comes to Race Farmer. Down to the left corner to Jackson Strauss. Cross-court pass to Buttrick. Buttrick uses his dribble through defenders, tries to hand it off to Eichhoff, gets it back to Buttrick. Now a little two-man game. Farmer for three from the left corner, won't go down. Rebound ends up in the hands of Carter Mogensen. Mogensen clears it for Weeping Water and hands it off to Hunter Mortimer. And timeout on the court called by Coach Matt Mortimer and the Indians. And the Indians are leading 7-2-3, back in 30 seconds here on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
After the timeout, it'll be Weeping Water basketball. Coach Matt Mortimer takes the timeout for Weeping Water. Let's see what they drew up out of the timeout. This will be Hunter Mortimer with the basketball across the timeline going to the volleyball spike line. Comes off a double screen by two Indians. Now it ends up in the hands of Esri in the right corner. He'll bring it back out top, uses his dribble. Now back to Mortimer. Top of the key, it goes Wilson. Wilson uses a screen from Carter. Mortimer puts the shot up, blocked out of bounds. It's going to say last touch by Weeping Water, so it'll go back to the Tigers. Tigers trailing by three here. The clock shows 2 minutes to play first quarter. 7-3 the score. Weeping Water in front. Jackson Strauss with the basketball for the Tigers in the left corner. 3-point shot from the left wing for Carson Bredemeyer that won't go down. Rebound is cleared out of there by Ethan Esri. Esri off to Mortimer. Mortimer will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. He goes with it. Lob pass inside to Mogensen. Mogensen to Mortimer. Nice give and go there. Shot won't go down. Just barely missed that one by just a bit. Here's Bison Buttrick with a basketball for the Tigers now. Lobs it over to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer thinks about the three once again and does so. Shoots it from the left wing that won't go down. Rebound is cleared out of there once again by Ethan Esri. So Tigers a little bit cold offensively. Just a couple of three free throws. Now here's a fast break layup. Up and good by Riggs Wilson. Just got outran the defense of the Tigers. Just not getting back and playing any defense there. And we have another timeout on the court called by the Tigers. back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Tigers Basketball on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Schwong back with you at Peru State College at the Al Willer Activity Center. We're bringing you high school basketball here this evening. It was the girls of Tall City getting the win earlier over Weeping Water Lady Indians, 40-27. And we are just underway here, getting late in the first quarter. It's 9-3, Weeping Water with the advantage over Fall City here with 1:15 to play first quarter. If you're looking for something to do on Sunday, there's something pretty neat going to happen tonight. I wanted to give a good shout-out to Randy Gatula on this deal. He's going to be sitting in at the Nebraska women's basketball game. They're actually going to interview Mr. Gatula at halftime. And I think they're going to be covering that on a lot of the radio stations that cover the women's basketball team. And if not, there's a link on Randy's Facebook that you can get to it and see it, or listen to it, I mean. So tune into that. That'll be about 2 o'clock game time start, somewhere around that 2:45, 3 o'clock time. He'll be on there. It'd be a cool thing. So tune into that. Out of the timeout, Fall City basketball. Race Farmer with it on the left side. Finds John Craig with it at the free throw line. Makes a move to the hoop. Free point shot by Buttrick. Nailed by Bison Buttrick on the right wing. And it's back to a 3-point lead for the Indians at 9-2-6 with 38 seconds to play here first quarter. Checked into the ball game. This is Sailor Rhodes, checked into the ball game for Weeping Water. He'll go to the top of the key to Riggs Wilson. Wilson to the left side to Mortimer. Hunter Mortimer will hold it there. Down to 24 seconds. Cross court pass, it goes Esri. Esri dribble drive to the right block. Now picks up his dribble. Tries to get a bounce pass inside. Ends up in the hands of Mortimer. Mortimer puts the shot up off the glass. It bounces off the glass, off the front of the rim, and falls in for Hunter Mortimer's first 2 points of the ball game. Back quickly the other way comes Bryson Buttrick. Through defenders, up off glass, won't go down. John Craig right there for the offensive rebound. John Craig with the offensive rebound and the putback. And that's how we'll go to the end of the first quarter. Weeping Water, 11. Fall City, 8. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center on the campus of Peru State College here tonight for some high school basketball action. My name is Cody Schwong, bringing you the play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. It'll be Fall City basketball entering the second quarter. Here's a pass to Buttrick in the left corner. Cross-court pass to Farmer. Farmer back across it goes to Bartemeyer, down to Buttrick in the right corner, puts the shot up, nope, passes it out to Farmer at the right wing, shot up, won't go down, rebound is cleared out of there by Carter Mogeson. Mogeson clears the rebound for Weeping Water, ahead it comes with Mortimer. Mortimer brings it across the timeline, they try to get it underneath to Carter Mogeson under there, and the ball is tipped away, and it's going to go back to Fall City. Fall City is going to have the basketball here. Score 11-8 still. 7:32 to play second quarter. Bryson Buttrick with the basketball, the point guard. The junior finds Jackson Strauss in the left corner. Back outside it goes. This is Farmer with it now. Back across the court it goes on the right side. Buttrick. Now they play catch with it. Farmer dribble drive through the defense. Ball is going to go out of bounds, and they're going to stay off of Fall City. So Weeping Water will have the basketball. Up three here, 11-8. Coach Mortimer calling a set play here for Weeping Water. See what comes out of this. The Tigers defensively. This is Hunter Mortimer, the point guard, bringing it across the timeline. Senior point guard, always good to have a senior on your team playing the point. There's a ball pass inside to Ezri. Tries to get it across to Mogensen, and he stepped on the baseline. It's going to go back to the Tigers. Jackson Strauss inbounds it to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. He'll have it there. Go to Farmer with it on the right side. Still playing that 1-3-1 defense of the Indians. Bryson Buttrick has the basketball on the left side. Now down to Bredemeyer. Now short corner find to John Craig. John Craig makes his move. Finds a cutting Race Farmer in the paint. Shot won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Race Farmer on the nice cut. John Craig on the nice pass. And two free throws coming up for the Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Michael Zeeb. On Zeeb, that's his first personal foul. Team's third now. Farmer's free throw up and no good. He'll have an opportunity for a second free throw here. Second free throw on the way for Farmer is up and off right side. Won't go down. So the score will remain 11-8, and the Weeping Water Indians will have the basketball. Here's Mortimer with it. Oh, nice cut to the basket. Up off glass and good. Good move there by Hunter Mortimer, and up off the glass for him. Fall City basketball now. This is Buttrick through traffic. Left-handed layup up and good. Nice move by Bryson Buttrick. And it'll be Weeping Water basketball. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball now across the timeline at the top of the key. It's a volleyball spike line. He'll hold it there. Now go to the right side to Zeeb. Zeeb looks inside to Mogensen. Mogensen back out to Zeeb. Thinks about the three. Now dribble drive. Kick out to Mortimer for three from the top of the key. Off back iron. Won't go down. Zeeb with the offensive rebound. Finds Ezri in the right corner. Lob pass inside to Mogensen. Mogensen up off the glass and good for his first two points of the ball game. And he's got two, and it's back to a five-point lead for the Indians. Bryson Buttrick with the basketball for Fall City. This is Jackson Strauss with it now on the left side. Back outside it goes Bryson Buttrick. Lob pass cross timeline. It goes to Race Farmer. Now the Tigers kind of work it around the top here. Making some moves. Now Bryson Buttrick does a little bit of a dribble drive. Three-point shot by Bredemeyer. Drilled from the right corner. Carson Bredemeyer knocks down his first three-pointer of the game. He's 1-for-3, and the Tigers are now back within two. Weeping Water back the other way. Hunter Mortimer with the basketball. Picks up his dribble at the top of the key, looks inside to Carter Mogensen. Turnaround jump shot over his left shoulder goes down, and 4 points now on the ball game for Mogensen in the second quarter. 17-13, Weeping Water in front. Fall City back the other way. This is Bryson Buttrick with the basketball. Dribble drives through the paint, finds Bredemeyer, who just knocked down a three from that spot, kicks it back out to Farmer, back to Bredemeyer, to Buttrick, who travels dribbled through traffic, gets it knocked away. A steal ends up in the hands of Michael Zeeb. Zeeb will bring it across the timeline on the left side. Jackson Strauss on him. Zeeb uses his dribble, now hands it off to Hunter Mortimer. Mortimer will set up the offense for the Indians. 17-13, Weeping Water in front. This is Mortimer back with the basketball on the right wing. Tries to find a cutting Hayden Nash under there. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Race Farmer. It's going to stay with Weeping Water. Kyle Eichhoff now in the ball game for Fall City, and Riggs Wilson will check into the ball game for Weeping Water. Weeping Water has it underneath their own basket on the right side. Riggs Wilson cuts to the right corner. Mortimer lobs it into him, but it's stolen away by Buttrick. Buttrick. Crossover dribble through defenders. Now pulls it back out. Finds Strauss for three from the right wing. Off, won't go down. Ball is tipped around. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hunter Mortimer is going to stay with the Tigers on this end. 3:57 left to go here, second quarter. Fall City basketball. Bredemeyer with it. Lobs it inside to Strauss. As Buttrick bounce passes it back to Strauss. whistle, and Strauss stepped on the baseline as he was trying to make his move to the basket. Now in off the bench for Fall City, this is Elijah Hernandez checking in to the ball game for the first time. He will replace Bryson Buttrick, giving Buttrick a little bit of a breather here late in the second quarter. Here's Hayden Nash with the basketball for Weeping Water, who puts a teardrop shot up, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Strauss. Strauss ahead in a hurry on the right side. Has it stolen away. Good defense there by Ethan Essery. Strauss trying to pick up his dribble, and Essery was right there to steal it away. So Weeping Water back the other way. They get it in the hands of their point guard, Mortimer. Mortimer off to the left side to Nash. Nash to the top key, Essery. Essery uses his dribble to the block, looks to get it out to Wilson. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Jackson Strauss. That'll be his first personal foul. Team second now of this second quarter. Lob pass comes in to Essery. Essery thought about trying to go inside there to Hunter Mortimer. Now he'll set up the offense. Mortimer will have it and set up the offense. 3 minutes to play here, second quarter. Comes to the right side to Nash. Now inside to Mogensen. Outside to Mortimer for three. Off won't go down. Rebound tipped around. Ends up in the hands of an Indian. That was Ethan Essery over there on the offensive rebound for Weeping Water. Now Hunter Mortimer will pick the ball up and set up the offense. Now he picks up his dribble. Lob pass trying to get it inside to Mogensen. And Jackson Strauss is there to steal it away. Strauss hands it off to Bredemeyer ahead in a hurry to Hernandez, cross-court pass to Farmer, to Strauss in the left corner, back out to Farmer, left wing. Cross-court pass, it goes Bredemeyer, cross-court pass to Farmer. Farmer uses his dribble, lob pass to Hernandez. Back out top, it goes on the right side. Bredemeyer, Hernandez, dribble drives, kick out, three-point shot from the left wing. Good look, can't get it to go down, was Ray Farmer on the three-point shot. Weeping Water back ahead in the hurry. This is Hunter Mortimer. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City, I believe, as Mortimer and Jackson Strauss had a big collision there, and they're going to tag Jackson Strauss with a foul. That's his second personal foul now, team third. Subs in for Weeping Water. Comes Michael Zeeb and Sailor Rose checking in, and coming in for Fall City is Bryson Buttrick replacing Jackson Strauss. It'll be Weeping Water basketball underneath Weeping Water's basket now. Ball pass inside to Zeeb. Zeeb shot won't go down. Rebound cleared out of there by Kyle Eichhoff. Eichhoff clears the rebound out and gives it off to Bryson Buttrick. Finds Farmer on the left side with it. Now down to the left corner to Bredemeyer. Race Farmer back with it. Dribble drives to the paint. Finds Eichhoff on the right side now. Here's Buttrick. Dribbles through the paint. Out to Bredemeyer. Thinks about the three. Shot fake. Lets the defense go by. Buttrick to the hoop, tries to put up a shot, blocked away out of there by Mogensen. Mogensen ends up in the hands of Mortimer. Mortimer to the left side, it goes Zeeb. Zeeb to Wilson, who can shoot it, misses the three from the left corner. That was Riggs Wilson on the three there. Rebound is cleared out of there by Carson Bredemeyer. Here's Elijah Hernandez the other way, makes a move to the basket. Two players fall on the floor, no call. Collision there, but no call was called there. And we come with Weeping Water back the other way. Here's a left corner three-point shot up and no good by Wilson once again from that left corner. By the looks of it, that's kind of rare for Wilson to miss a pair of them in a row there, as he's got 7 points here in this first half. Sub back in for Weeping Water comes Ethan Essery. He'll replace Zeeb. Essery back into the ball game. It'll be Weeping Water basketball as that basketball went out of bounds there. Last touch by Fall City. This is Essery with it now on the right wing inside to Mogensen at the right elbow. Now he gets it across court to Wilson. Looks to get it inside to Mogensen. It's stolen away by Craig. Craig with the steal. Buttrick back the other way quickly. Uses his dribble behind the back cross court pass. He comes over here to Carson Bredemeyer. The score is still 17-13. Tigers trailing by four here. John Craig makes a post move inside. Gets his own rebound on the miss. And the shot is blocked away by Carter Mogensen. A couple good blocks there by Carter Mogensen. Mogensen, the senior at 6'4", doing a good job in there, blocking shots away and getting some rebounds. So it'll be Fall City basketball still. Elijah Hernandez will have it on the right side. He'll look to throw it in. Gets it in to Bredemeyer on the right side. 33 seconds to play here, second quarter. Here's Craig with it. It's free throw line. Right wing, Carson Bredemeyer, three short, won't go down. Rebound ends up in the hands of Ethan Essery for Weeping Water. Ahead it comes Mortimer. Clock shows 20 seconds. Weeping Water may hold for one shot here. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball. Goes to the right wing with it to Essery. Essery holds it there. Now back out to Mortimer. Clock shows 10. 13-17, still the score. Weeping Water in front by 4. Here's Mortimer with the basketball to the hoop. Left block shot up off glass. Won't go down. But a whistle and a foul on the Tigers, and Mortimer is going to go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be called on Elijah Hernandez. On Hernandez, that's going to be his first personal foul. Team's fourth. 2 seconds to play here, first half. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball at the free throw line. Shot is up off front iron and will go down, so it hits the front iron, rolls in. He's got 5 points in the first half. Opportunity for another free throw coming for the senior point guard. Mortimer has it there, puts the shot up, and nothing but nylon on that one. He's got 6 points in the ball game now and stretches that lead out to 6 for Weeping Water. Here's Bison Buttrick with a half-court shot. This just comes up a little bit short, and that'll take us to halftime. Weeping Water 19, Fall City 13 here at Peru State College. We'll be back in 2 minutes to take a look at the first half stats. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are 2 tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it's halftime here of the boys' game at Peru State College. It is the Weeping Water Indians 19, the Fall City Tigers 13, and we are just underway here at halftime, and we're going to go ahead and take a look at the first half stats. First, for the Fall City Tigers, who trail in this ball game by 6, they are led by Bryson Buttrick with 5 points in the ball game. It's 3 each for Carson Brittemeyer and Jackson Strauss. Strauss 3-for-4 from the free throw line. The Tigers are 3-for-6 from the free throw line in the first half. For the Weeping Water Indians, they are led by Riggs Wilson, who came off the bench and hit a 3-pointer and a couple other baskets for his 7 points. And Hunter Mortimer added 6. Carter Mogensen had 4, and it was Michael Zeeb with 2 for Weeping Water's total of 19. We did have a game time final from Sickert Heart. It was the Fall City Girls, Sickert Heart Girls 56, Johnson Brock 46 was the final in that one. We're going to send it back to the studio for a few minutes, look at the weather, and then we'll be back for second half action. You're enjoying Fall City Tiger Basketball on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today, with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is your good time-only station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Cloudy tonight, couple of snow showers and flurries with a low temperature of 15. Friday looks sunny with a high temperature of 35 degrees and north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Friday night with a low temperature of 20. Saturday, plenty of sunshine and quite a bit warmer with a high temperature of 55 degrees and winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear with a low temperature of 23. Sunday, sunshine, not quite as warm, with a high temperature of 48 and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Monday, plenty of sunshine, warming up again with a high temperature around 58. Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of rain developing, a high temperature around 46 degrees. Wednesday, some colder air begins to move in, cloudy skies with a chance of snow and a high temperature of 24. Thursday, partly cloudy with high temperatures around 30 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 34.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Shawong back with you at Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center here this evening. We are at halftime of the boys' game, and the score is Weeping Water 19, Falls City 13. Earlier this evening, it was the Falls City Lady Tigers getting the win over the Weeping Water Lady Indians, the defending Class D1 state champion, Weeping Water Indians. The Tigers took them down. 40-27 was the final score in that one. Maddie Jones, a big evening. 22 points in the ball game. McKinley Scholl, also a big evening with 10 points. We are about set for second half action here. Want to remind everybody that I do have that final score from Sicker Heart. It was the Sicker Heart Lady Irish over the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles, 56-46 in that one. So they are getting ready to tip off the boys game on that station as well. So if you want to get tuned in for Sicker Heart, they're over there on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon bringing you coverage on that one. Next week, there is a lot of basketball that's going to be played. It's just kind of depend on schedules and things like that, but I'm sure we're going to have some sort of basketball for you on our radio stations. The Eastern Central Nebraska Conference, which features Fall City and Fall City and Auburn for sure, will be in that one. I believe Weeping Water may be in that conference as well. And then in the Pioneer Conference tournament, you can see Sicker Heart, and I believe Johnson Brock also is in that conference tournament. So we will have some kind of basketball, some sort of day, at some sort of time. Just keep posted to that Facebook of Randy Gatula, and he'll be informing you on what's going on day in, day out. He does a good job of letting people know what's going on. Tonight, we have a ball game to finish here at Peru State College. It's been a fun evening so far. It'll be Weeping Water basketball to start the third quarter. It'll be Mortimer with it on the right side. He'll go to the inside to Ezri, back out to Mortimer. Mortimer will bring it out top. He had an open look for a layup there. Decided to pull it back out to the top of the key. Comes to the left side with it. This is Hayden Nash. Back to Mortimer in the left corner. Had a cutting Mogensen. Now he gets it to him. Mogensen underneath. Zeeb on the dribble drive. Puts up a shot in front of the rim. Won't go down. Rebound cleared out of there by John Craig. John Craig with the rebound. Outlet pass to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick ahead. It goes to Race Farmer. Now Carson Bredemeyer with it in the left corner. Buttrick gets it back on the right wing on the cross-court pass from Bredemeyer. Moving the ball around now are the Tigers. Race Farmer finds Strauss at the free throw line. Tries to get it to Buttrick. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Tigers. Buttrick was open there. Just kind of got tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Hayden Nash getting his hand on that one to knock it out of bounds. Ball in comes in to John Craig. Back to Strauss, who just inbounded it. Now Buttrick tries to tip it inside to Strauss. Tipped out of there by Mogensen for Weeping Water. Cross-court pass. It ends up in the hands of Bredemeyer in the left corner. Back out to the left wing to Farmer. Farmer to Strauss at the free throw line. Strauss loses the dribble on it. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Weeping Water. Good defense here by Weeping Water so far to start this second half. Strauss will inbound it. Gets it in to Buttrick. Had an open look for three there from the right wing. Didn't opt it out to take it. Farmer with the basketball now on the left side. Playing catch with it now are the Tigers. Here's John Craig to the basket. Moves up through defenders and gets it to go down. Good move there by John Craig. John Craig, 6'3", junior, with 4 points now in the ball game, and it's back to a four-point lead for Weeping Water. Here they come back the other way. This is Mortimer with the basketball. Off to Hayden Nash. Nash between the legs. Now he gets it taken away by Farmer. Farmer on the steal. Bredemeyer off to Buttrick. Buttrick back to Bredemeyer now on the right wing. Back across court pass it goes Buttrick. Buttrick to Craig at the free throw line. Craig has it stolen away there. Good defense by Ezri, knocking that ball out of the hands of Craig. Ends up in the hands of Mogensen and back to Ezri, who finds Mortimer to set up the offense for Weeping Water. Mortimer with the basketball off to the right side to Hayden Nash. Nash back to Mortimer in the right corner, looking for a cutter underneath there. Lob pass outside to Zeeb for three. Won't go down. Rebound cleared out of there by John Craig. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Weeping Water on the rebound. Let's see who they call that one on. Foul is going to be called on Carter Mogensen. That'll be Mogensen's first personal foul. Team's first now. Just 2 points now. We've played almost 2.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Here's Buttrick with the basketball. Weeping Water in front, 19-15. Here's Buttrick with the basketball in the right corner. He'll hold it there. Cross-court pass, it goes Farmer on the left wing towards the volleyball spike line. Now he'll pass cross-court to Bredemeyer. Cross-court pass to Farmer. Farmer to Strauss in the left corner. Strauss dribble drive. Puts a shot, tries to get it up off glass. Won't go down. Rebound's tipped around, and it's going to go last touch by Mogensen. Mogensen's going to lose it. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Fall City. Strauss is going to inbound it on the left side of the basket, his own basket, lob pass into Bredemeyer, who will throw three from the right, left wing, that is. Misses it, but Ray Farmer right there for an offensive rebound. Butrick has it in the right corner. Back out top it goes. Farmer to Strauss. Dribble drive in the paint. Puts the shot up. Won't go down. Rebound tipped around. Offensive rebound by Strauss. Off to Craig. Craig takes a power dribble. Puts the shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll send Big John Craig to the free throw line for two free throws. Foul going to be called on Weeping Waters. Hunter Mortimer, that'll be his first personal foul. Team's second of the second half. Craig's free throw won't go down on the first one. He'll have another opportunity for another one right here. 4 points in the ball game now for John Craig. Craig will take aim, looking to cut into this deficit a little bit. 19-15, make that 19-16 as Craig gets the back end of that free throw to go down. He's got 5 points now in the ball game. When the Tigers are most efficient, they're going through Strauss and Craig. Craig can get to work on the inside, just using his body in there and really making some room and putting up some shots. He can handle it. He can make shots. And then Strauss can get it going on the dribble drive, and the Tigers are on all cylinders. And then you get Bredemeyer shooting the three out there. That's when they're at their best. Here's Weeping Water back the other way. Mogensen tried to dribble through the basket. Whistle and traveling is the call on Mogensen. Now checking into the ball game for the Tigers, as the ball is turned over to the Tigers, Kyle Eichhoff returning to the ball game now. The senior will replace John Craig. Craig takes a seat, takes a break. Butrick with the basketball dribbles across to Peru Bobcat at the middle of the court. Finds Carson Bremeyer. Now to Kyle Eichhoff at the free throw line. Back out to Butrick. Cross court pass, swinging it around. Left open three from the left corner by Carson Bremeyer. Up and good. Carson Bredemeyer now with 6 points in the ball game, and we have another stoppage in play for the net once again. Subs into the ball game, coming back in. This is Hayden Nash coming back in, and also checking in is Taylor Rhodes coming in for Weeping Water. Also out there is Riggs Wilson and Hunter Mortimer, as well as Ethan Esri. And just like that, we have a tie ball game. After the Bredemeyer three-point shot, we got 19-19 on the scoreboard. We're halfway through the third quarter, just past the four-minute mark. Weeping Water basketball. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball in the right corner. Thought about the three. They're looking to get it inside to Hunter Hayden Nash in there. Can't do so. Now it goes back to Hunter Mortimer on the right wing with it. Dribble drives through the paint. Put the floater up in the lane. Won't go down. Rebound's tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Mortimer once again. Put the shot up. Won't go down. Ball is tipped around again. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Weeping Water. Weeping Water will keep the basketball. Carter Mogensen back into the ball game for Weeping Water. He will replace Ethan Esri. Mogensen in, Esri out. Mortimer will trigger it in underneath the basket. Looking to lob it in. He will do so. Now stolen away by Jackson Strauss. Strauss on the steal. Looking to take the lead for the first time. Strauss up off the glass. Gets the shot to go down and a foul. And he'll go to the free throw line for an and-one. The Tigers take their first lead of the ball game, 21-19. The score, Jackson Strauss on the dribble drive take, gets the basket to go. Opportunity for an and-one opportunity. Foul is going to be called on Riggs Wilson trying to take the charge down there. Strauss, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Make that 4-for-5 from the free throw line. And he's got 6 points in the ball game. 22-19, the Tigers. On a 6-0 run, they went from 16, let's see. I can't see over there. That was tipped out of bounds. Sorry about that. Couldn't see for a second. Weeping Water is going to retain it. Race Farmer, I believe, over there trying to play some good defense. Gets it knocked away. Ball comes in. It's going to stay with Weeping Water. This is Riggs Wilson with the basketball. Trailing by three now are the Indians. Here's Riggs Wilson trying to lob it in to Esri. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It's going to stay with Weeping Water. Riggs Wilson is going to trigger it in for Weeping Water underneath the basket. He'll get it in to Hayden Nash. Nash on the dribble drive to the paint, puts up the shot, rolls in. Hayden Nash gets the basket to go down. That's his first point of the ball game. He's got two, and we're at a one-point lead for the Tigers. Back the other way comes with it Bryson Butrick. John Craig down there at the scores table getting ready to check in. Carson Bredemeyer starting to heat up from downtown. Knocks down another triple. He's got 9 points in the ball game now. 2 3-pointers here in the third quarter. Tigers in front by 4, 25-21. Back come the other way are the Indians. This is Rhodes with a turnaround jump shot in the paint. Get it to go. back to 2-point lead, 25-23, back and forth we go now. Here's Bredemeyer with it. Thought about the heat check. Now he'll go to Eichhoff at the free throw line. Buttrick thought about the three. Cross-court pass to Farmer. Farmer to Eichhoff. Eichhoff to Bredemeyer for three. Got it. Bredemeyer knocks down another triple and makes the net go up over the rim, and we got to straighten that thing out once again. And the Tigers are up by five. 28-23 the score. 2:18 to play here, third quarter. Bredemeyer heating up from three. He's got 12 points in the ball game now, all on triples. One in the first half, one in the second quarter, and then two here in the third quarter. So the Tigers starting to get something going offensively. Here comes Weeping Water back the other way, looking to change the script a little bit. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball now, being guarded by Race Farmer in that man-to-man defense for Fall City. Mortimer hands it off to Hayden Nash, who will fire the three from their left corner that won't go down. Rebound comes down to Jackson Strauss, who outlet fast to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick across the timeline goes to Race Farmer on the right side. Back to Buttrick on the left side now. Back to Farmer. Now to Craig. Craig at the free throw line. Tigers are moving it around here. Bryson Buttrick through defenders to the paint. Off to John Craig. John Craig looks to put up a shot, a whistle and a foul as he used a good shot fake there to get Carter Mogensen up in the air. Mogensen's going to pick up the foul, and John Craig going to go to the free throw line. John Craig is 1-for-2 at the free throw line here this evening. He's got 5 points in the ball game, an opportunity for a couple more here. Shaw is on the way up, and oh, the ball gets stuck in the rim. That was an interesting ball. Went on the way, went over the front of the rim and got stuck in the back part of the rim there. Craig's second free throw on the way up. Rolls around, won't go down either. 1-for-4 is John Craig. Here comes Weeping Water back the other way. Still facing that 5-point deficit now, 28-23. Fall City in front of Weeping Water. Here's Hunter Mortimer with the basketball. Mortimer uses a dribble to the left side, now tries to go through the paint. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jackson Strauss, I believe. There's a lot of contact down there. Jackson Strauss picks up the foul. I believe that's three on Jackson Strauss now. Let's see what Coach Oak decides to do here. He'll leave him in the ball game. At 21-22, let's play third quarter. Inbound pass comes in to Esri. Esri can't get the shot to go down. He had a good look at it. Ball is tipped around, thrown away by Race Farmer. Buttrick brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer back to Buttrick. Buttrick had an open look for three, didn't shoot it. Oh, then Buttrick tried to get it back out to Bredemeyer. Went right past Bredemeyer and ends up right in front of me here at the scores table. That's going to be a turnover to Weeping Water. Had a good look there. Buttrick just lost that one out of bounds. And it's going to be Weeping Water basketball. Still 28-23. Fall City in front here by five. We have 1 minute to play here, third quarter. This is Hunter Mortimer with the basketball. A whistle and a timeout is going to be called by Coach Matt Mortimer and the Weeping Water Indians. 28-23, Fall City in front here at Peru State College. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So the Tigers with a 5-point lead here in the third quarter, 55 seconds to play third quarter. They're using a 15-4 run to take that 5-point lead. They trailed at halftime 19-13, and now they find themselves ahead late here in the third period, 28-23, and all part of Carson Bredemeyer knocking down three three-point shots there. He's got 12 points in the ball game, 9 in the quarter, and the Tigers find themselves ahead by a 5, 28-23. After the timeout, it'll be Weeping Water basketball. This is Hunter Mortimer going to trigger it in over there on the far side, straight ahead of me, going from my right to my left. Hayden Nash got the inbound pass, looked to get it back over to Mortimer. Lost his dribble on it. They're going to call traveling on Hayden Nash. It'll be a turnover to Fall City. Bryson Buttrick now with the basketball at the volleyball spike line. He'll go to the left side with it to Bredemeyer. Carson Bredemeyer will hold it there. Now goes back to Jackson Strauss on the right side. Strauss picks up his dribble off the Farmer on the right side. Farmer hands it to Bredemeyer, who came over from the left side now. Bredemeyer, dribble drive, up and good. Excuse me, that was Jackson Strauss on the dribble drive, gets the bucket to go, and a foul. So an opportunity for another and one. He's already converted one of those here in this third quarter, and now it's 30-23 favor of Fall City. Opportunity for Jackson Strauss to knock this free throw down here. Checking into the ball game for Weeping Water comes Riggs Wilson. Strauss's free throw goes down. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 6 points here in the third quarter. And it's an 8-point lead for the Tigers at 31-23. Clock shows 18. Here's Mortimer. Nice cut there. Had an opportunity there. Now back out to Essery for three. Won't go down. Rebound comes down to Zeeb underneath there. A whistle and stoppage in play. They call foul. Zeeb must have stepped on a baseline down there. It'll be a turnover to Fall City. Michael Zeeb gets the offensive rebound and steps on the baseline. Clock shows 9.5 seconds. It's Fall City basketball. This is Buttrick waiting for the ball to cross half court. Buttrick hands off to Jackson Strauss. Jackson Strauss, spin move to the right block. Back out to Buttrick for three. Off short, won't go down. Farmer with the rebound, puts it up, won't go down either. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter. It's your Fall City Tigers 31, Weeping Water 23 at the end of three. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tigers on an 18-4 run. Cody Schwong back with you from Peru State College at the Al Wheeler Activity Center. We're starting the fourth quarter. It'll be Fall City Tiger basketball. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer tonight, doing a great job as always. This is Jackson Strauss with it on the right wing. Spin move to the right block. She puts a shot up. Shot won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Jackson Strauss will go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul's going to be called on Ethan Essery. That'll be Essery's first personal foul. Team six now. Strauss's free throw up and good. Makes him... I'll have to add those up once again. 6 of 7 with another opportunity coming right here. Shot is on the way, up and good as well. He's 4 for 4 here in the second half. He's got 11 points in the ballgame now, reaching double figures with Carson Bredemeyer. With 12 is Jackson Strauss with 11. Lob pass inside to Carter Mogensen. Turnaround jump shot up and good for Carter Mogensen. That's what the Weeping Water Indians need to do there if they want to keep up here, is get it inside to Mogensen. They do so. He's got 6 points in the ballgame, and it's back to an 8-point lead, 33-25 Fall City. Bryson Buttrick with the basketball. Down to the left corner to Strauss. Back outside Buttrick. Buttrick holds it there. Now the Indians are back in this 1-3-1 zone to Strauss, to Buttrick at the left wing. Uses a dribble through defenders. Picks up it now on the right elbow. Off to Craig. Cross court pass. It goes Buttrick to Farmer. To Bredemeyer in the right corner. Fall City looking to use a little clock here. Here's Strauss. Crossover dribble to the basket. Shot up. Won't go down. Short. Whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Strauss, trying to get that offensive rebound there. That's Strauss's fourth personal foul. So one more foul and Strauss's evening will be done. He's got to be smart here for the Tigers. Down court pass is Riggs Wilson. Riggs Wilson with it in the left corner. Lobs it inside to Mogensen. Mogensen back out to Essery. Essery, pull up jump shot from the left short corner and won't go down. Rebound cleared out of there by Bryson Butcher. 33-25, Fall City in front. 6:30 to play here, fourth quarter. Carson Bredemeyer with it in the right corner. Inside to Craig. Cross court pass. It goes Buttrick. Buttrick pulls it back out and goes to Race Farmer on the right side with it. Cross court pass. It goes back over to Buttrick. Now the Farmer. A couple of Indians checking in here. Weeping Water with a couple suds. I see Kyle Eichhoff sitting down there in front of the scorer's table getting ready to check in as well. This is Buttrick with the basketball on the left side. Now him and Farmer will just play catch with it here a little bit. Now they're looking to trap it. You can hear Coach Mortimer wanting to get a trap. He's got to speed this game up a little bit. Buttrick just content just throwing her back and forth. Now Craig missed a wide open. Jackson Strauss. Strauss finally got the basketball, and when he did, he traveled with it trying to make a move down there in the left corner. Weeping Water basketball. Jackson Strauss will take a seat. Kyle Eichhoff comes into the game. A couple subs in for Weeping Water. That is Sailor Roach checking into the ball game. I think Hayden Nash checked in as well. So Hayden Nash and Sailor Roach checking in. Hayden Nash fires a three from the left wing. Won't go down. Rebound is tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Race Farmer, but he loses it off of his fingertips. That's going to stay with Weeping Water. We got 5:34 left to play, fourth quarter. 33-25, Tigers in front here. They used an 18-4 run to get ahead of this thing. They were down by 19-13, down by 6 at half, and they just kind of chipped away. Carson Bredemeyer knocked down some threes, and they're back in it. Here's Mogensen for the Indians. Shot up, goes down, and one. Foul on the Tigers. Mogensen gets that one to go down. Nice power move under there. He's got 8 points in the ball game with an opportunity for a free throw here on the end. One, turnaround jump shot over the left shoulder. And is back within six, 33-27, Tigers in front. Mogensen fires the free throw, up and good. The and one is good, and he has 9 points in the ball game. That's what Weeping Water wants to do, is get it inside to the big guy, let him go to work. Working so far here, Buttrick with the five-point lead for the Tigers at 33-28. Here's a pass inside to Craig. Craig looking to make his move. Puts the shot up off the glass. Won't go down. Ball is tipped around. Craig kept battling for it in there and ended up getting it out in the hands of Bredemeyer. Now it ends up in the hands of Farmer on the right side. To Buttrick. Ball pass to Eichhoff. Eichhoff uses a nice fake pass. Back out to Farmer. To Buttrick on the left side. To Craig. To Bredemeyer for three. Oh, bounces in and out. Can't get it to go down. Bredemeyer thought that one was in. It's 33-28, Fall City in front. Here comes Hunter Mortimer the other way for Weeping Water, looking to get it inside to Mogensen. Now they do, but he loses it off of his fingertips, and it goes out of bounds, going back to Fall City. Checking back into the ball game now comes Jackson Strauss. He does have 4 fouls in the ball game, so he kind of got to be careful here as it's down the stretch, as the Tigers do need him on the floor. He will replace John Craig, getting John Craig a break before the last stretch of this ball game, hoping to keep John's legs fresh under there, battling with big Carter Mogensen under there, that 6'4 senior. Here are the Tigers with the basketball. Bredemeyer has it in the left corner. Back out top it goes. Buttrick, long pass, trying to get underneath the Strauss. It's intercepted by Esri. Esri with the steal. Off to Mortimer on the right side. He'll bring it across the timeline. That's the Rhodes down there. Uses his dribble drive. Looks to get it underneath the Mogensen. Now he throws it over the timeline, and Hayden Nash just can't quite corral it. It's going to go over and back. It's going to go back to Fall City. Riggs Wilson checking into the ball game now. He will replace Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes takes a seat, and Wilson checks in. Now Weeping Water extending this 1-3-1 zone now. Now it goes back out to Buttrick. The Tigers that were at the volleyball spike line are clear out here by the midcourt line now. Now here's Farmer with it, working it down inside a little bit farther. Now cross court pass it goes Buttrick. Buttrick has it on the left side to Farmer on the right side. Back to Buttrick. Under 4 minutes to play now. We got 3:45 to play here in the third quarter. Down to Bredemeyer. Tries to get it to a cutting Strauss, who saves it from going out of bounds off his fingertips. Throws it right in the hands of Riggs Wilson, and he hands it off to Hunter Mortimer. Mortimer ahead to Esri. Esri on the dribble drive to the paint. Puts up the shot. Floater. Got it to go. Ethan Esri dribble drive through the paint. Gets the shot to go down, and it's only a 3-point lead now for the Tigers as the Indians call a timeout. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. It's 33-30. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store.
Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're shaping up for a great finish here at Peru State College. My name is Cody Schwong, bringing you live play-by-play action here this evening. And enjoyable to do it, as always. John Nixon over on Sunny 101.3 bringing you Sicker Heart action. So if you're looking for the Sicker Heart boys game, that's where you need to go. Flip her over to Sunny 101.3, and that's where they will be. Don't forget, next week we will have some basketball in some way, shape, or form. And just keep posted on Facebook and keep an eye out and see what games we'll be covering, where we'll be covering them at, and what time. So Randy Gatula doing a great job, as always, keeping up on the Facebook, post, making sure everybody's squared away with what we're doing. Always enjoyable to see those posts, except for when my face is on them. They say I have a face for radio, and I pretty much agree with that. So that's why I'm sitting here tonight. It'll be Tiger basketball, 33-30, with the lead, up three. The Tigers break the press, and it ends up in the hands of Buttrick. Buttrick has it on the right side now. Down to Strauss in the right corner, thought about the three. Now he lobs it in to John Craig. John Craig uses his dribble, finds the bread for three in the left corner. Got it. Redmeyer, 15 points in the ball game. 5 3-pointers. Knocks down his 5th 3-pointer of the game. Tigers back in front by 6. Here's Mortimer with the basketball now. Off to Esri. Off pass inside to Mogensen. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers as Mogensen was trying to get the ball there. I think they got Craig with the push. John Craig's going to pick up his first personal foul. He's done a great job under there battling Carter Mogensen today. Mogensen's 6'4", a big body guy under there. Here's a lob pass into him. He misses a layup, gets his own rebound, puts it up, and good. Carter Mogensen now. 11 points in the ball game. Sweeping water, full court press. Here's Buttrick. Ahead it goes to Grace Farmer. A 4-point lead for the Tigers at 36-32. We got 2:34 left to play. Bredemeyer goes to the left side with it to Strauss. That's Griggs Wilson over there guarding him. Top of the key, it goes Race Farmer. Off to the right wing, it goes Bryson Buttrick. Into John Craig. Craig protects that ball, doesn't let anybody poke it out of there. Here's Strauss with it. Dribble drive to the top of the key. Back out to Buttrick to set up the offense. 2:15 to play here, 4th quarter. Here's Bredemeyer with the basketball. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Weeping Water there, I believe. See if they call that one on. They do call it on. Hunter Mortimer. Mortimer is going to pick up his 2nd personal foul now. Sub into the ball game for Weeping Water is going to be Sailor Rhodes. He will replace Hayden Nash. So Rhodes in, Nash out. 2:11 to play, 4th quarter. Fall City 36, Weeping Water 32. Bredemeyer's first 3-throw is on the way, up and good, as they are in the bonus. He's got 16 points in the ball game now. His first free throw, his first field goal. I guess it's a free throw. His 2nd free throw up and good as well. Now he's got 17 points in the ball game. His first 2 from the free throw line, he's knocked down 5 triples. Here's Hunter Mortimer, back to a 6-point lead for the Tigers, 38-32. Here's a dribble drive by Hunter Mortimer, who puts up the shot, a whistle and a foul as Mortimer was driving to the basket there. See who they tag that foul on. Mortimer's definitely going to go to the free throw line here on 2-shot foul. Foul's going to be called on Race Farmer. On Farmer, that's his first personal foul. This sends Hunter Mortimer to the free throw line. Shot is on the way, up and off, won't go down. Hunter Mortimer misses that free throw. He does have 6 points in the ball game. He was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Now he's 2 for 3 here. He has another opportunity at the free throw line here. Shot is on the way, up and rolls in. Gets that one to go down for 7 points in the ball game now, and it's back to a 5-point lead for Fall City. It's 38-33. Here's Buttrick with it, trying to break the press. Now he goes hurrying down the court, lobs it down the court to Jackson Strauss, but a whistle and a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Don Hogue. That 10-second violation clock was probably going off in Coach Hogue's head, so timeout on the court. 38-33, Fall City in front, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Schwong back with you from the Al Wheeler Activity Center here in Peru, Nebraska, on the campus of Peru State College here this evening. I think Randy Catula has a grandson that's played a lot of basketball here on this court here of late. I'm sure he's caught a lot of games here at this arena. Very familiar territory to him, not so familiar to me, but we're enjoying every minute of it here. It's 38-33, Fall City in front by 5 here. We got a minute 53 to play, fourth quarter. This one's coming down to the wire here this evening for both teams, Weeping Water and Fall City. Jackson Strauss does have those four fouls here. He will inbound it. Facing full court pressure are the Tigers now. The Weeping Water Indians have extended it. Now Bryson Butchick breaks it himself, brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. He's being chased by Sailor Rhodes. Butchick now takes a bump by Rhodes. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, sending Bryson Butchick to the free throw line to shoot 1-1, as that's the team foul number 8 on the Indians. Foul's called on Sailor Rhodes. Bryson Butchick at the line for 1-1 opportunity. He's got 5 points in the ball game here this evening. Free throw up and good. Got that one to go. He's got another opportunity here for another one now. This would be the bonus shot. Shot is on the way. Up and good as well. Knocks down two free throws. Bryson's got 7 points in the ball game now. And it's a 7-point lead for the Tigers, 40-33. A minute 39 to play. Minute 35 now. Ends up in the hands of Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes back outside to Mortimer, who will fire the three. Off, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Butchick. Butchick ahead in the hurry. Loses defender. Cross-court pass that goes Strauss. Strauss has it on the right side now. Strauss on the dribble drive. Can't get it to go down. Whistle and a foul first on the floor is going to be the...
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
After some technical difficulties, we are back. The score is Fall City 44, Weeping Water 36. I missed a lot of the scoring, so the scoring breakdown will kind of be a disaster. Weeping Water basketball looking to cut into it here. We got 34 seconds to play here. Mortimer fires a three from the left corner that goes down. And Mortimer has 10 points in the ball game now. That's his first field goal in the second half. We'll keep it right here. I'll kind of try to update you what happened. So there's been some fouls, been some free throws made. John Craig has made at least a few of them while I was trying to get things situated here again. I think I missed the numbers. But it is Fall City 44, Weeping Water 39. We got 29.5 seconds left to play in the game. And it will be Fall City basketball after the Hunter Mortimer three-point shot. The Tigers making enough free throws here down the stretch to hang right in there. On Mortimer, that's going to be his fourth personal foul, not his third. I saw that on the scoreboard up there. So a few things happened while we were away, but we're back now and ready to get things started here with 30 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Thanks for Aaron Rhythm helping me back out there and getting me back to going. It will be Fall City basketball coming out of the timeout. They're still in the timeout here. I just wanted to point out Jackson Strauss tonight is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from 6 in, at the free throw line only in the second half. He's 7 for 10 from the free throw, or sorry, 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the ball game. And between him and Carson Bredemeyer and Big John Craig, these guys are keeping them in the ball game. Breaking the timeout. The Tigers are hustling out here. They have Reese Farmer, Jackson Strauss, Bryson Buttrick, John Craig, and Carson Bredemeyer are the five for the Tigers. For the Indians, they have Riggs Wilson out there, as well as Ethan Eshery. And that is Sailor Rhodes. Hayden Nash is out there, as long with Hunter Mortimer. Here's Bredemeyer with the basketball now, and as soon as they inbound it, Bredemeyer gets fouled. Will walk to the other end to shoot a pair of free throws in the double bonus penalty. Foul's going to be called on Riggs Wilson. That'll be Riggs on him. That's his second personal foul. Carson Bredemeyer will go to the free throw line for a couple. Bredemeyer tonight in the ball game, I believe, has 17 points on 5 3-pointers and a couple free throws. Free throw on the way, up and good. Makes that 18 points in the ball game now for Carson Bredemeyer, the senior. Second free throw on the way, up and good as well. Now here comes Weeping Water, down 7, 46-39. Mortimer off the Riggs Wilson. Mortimer, dribble drive, handoff. Shoots the three, won't go down. Rebound is up in the hands of Wilson. Wilson back out to Eshery. Eshery finds Mortimer. Mortimer will shoot the three, won't go down. Rebound comes down to John Craig. John Craig in there, whistle, and a foul is going to be called. John Craig will walk to the free throw line and shoot a couple more here. With 6.2 seconds left to go, fourth quarter, the Tigers lead 46-39. Foul is called on Riggs Wilson once again. On Wilson, that's his third personal foul. John Craig at the free throw line. I got him for 6 points right now. I could be a little off on that. Here's Craig's first free throw, up and nailed that one. Gets that one to go down. He'll have another opportunity here for another free throw. 47-39. Tigers in front here. Craig's second free throw on the way. Up and off back iron. Won't go down. Eshery with the rebound. Clock down to 3 seconds. Hands it off to Hayden Nash, who will fire a three. Won't go down. And that'll take us to the final buzzer. The final score, Fall City 47, Weeping Water 39. The Tiger boys get a win at a neutral court in their home uniforms here this evening. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, and look at the final stats tentatively, and take a look at the final evening, and be back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in Southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country bottling superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Shawong back with you at Peru State College at the Wheeler Activity Center here this evening. We have boy-girl doubleheader. It was the Tigers winning in both contests. Falls City Tigers in this boys contest. The latest one, we got the W 47-39. Taking a look at the individual scoring for both teams, first for the Wiping Water Indians, they were led by Carter Mogeson. He had 14 points. Hunter Mortimer added 10. It was 7 points for Riggs Wilson, and it was 2 apiece for Hayden Nash, Ethan Eshery, Saber Rhodes, and Michael Zeeb for their total of 39. For the Tigers, they were led tonight by Carson Bredemeyer. He had 19 points in the ball game. Jackson Strauss had 13. He was 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Bredemeyer was 4 of 4. So 19 points for Redemeyer, 13 points for Strauss. It was 8 points for John Craig and 7 points for Bryson Buttrick for their total of 47. Again, it was the Falls City boys getting the win over the Weeping Water Indians, 47-39. Earlier in the evening, we had the Falls City Lady Tigers on the air. They were playing the Weeping Water Indians as well. They came out victorious in that one, 40-27. Leading the way for the Tigers in that one was Maddie Jones. She had 22 points in the ball game, and McKinley Scholl had 10. I do have an updated total from Sickert Hart. It's Sickert Hart 30, Johnson Brock 9 in the boys' contest at halftime. Again, we will leave you with the final scores. The Falls City Lady Tigers, 40. The Weeping Water Lady Indians, 27. On the boys' side, the Falls City Tigers get the win, 47-39 in the boys' contest. Thanks for listening tonight to High School Basketball. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we liked bringing it to you. And everyone take care and have a good evening. Thanks for listening to Falls City Basketball on KTNC.